Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into Thermo Fisher Scientific, ticker TMO, a heavyweight in the life sciences and diagnostic space. If you're looking to understand whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio, stick around because I'm breaking down everything from financials to recent performance, valuation, and more. Let's get started. So what's the big picture with Thermo Fisher Scientific? This is a company that's been around since 1956, headquartered in Waltham, Massachusetts, and it's a global leader in providing tools and services for scientific research, diagnostics, and biopharma. Think of them as the backbone for labs, hospitals, and research institutions worldwide. With a market cap of over $173 billion and a workforce of 125,000 employees, they're a massive player in the healthcare sector. I'm excited to unpack their story today and see if their stock matches up to the hype. Let's start with a closer look at who Thermo Fisher really is. They operate across several key segments: life sciences solutions, analytical instruments, specialty diagnostics, and laboratory products and biopharma services. Their brands like Thermo Scientific, Applied Biosystems, and Fisher Scientific are names you'll hear in almost any lab setting. Under the leadership of CEO Mark Casper, they've built a reputation for innovation and strategic acquisitions, positioning themselves as a one-stop shop for scientific needs. Their mission? To enable customers to make the world healthier, cleaner, and safer. That's a pretty compelling vision, but let's see if the numbers back it up. Now, let's talk revenue. For the fiscal year 2025, Thermo Fisher reported a top line of about $44.56 billion, which is a slight increase from $42.88 billion in 2024. Breaking it down by product category, services and consumables are their bread and butter, contributing roughly $18.59 billion and $18.66 billion respectively, while instruments brought in $7.3 billion. Geographically, the United States is their biggest market at $23.3 billion, followed by Europe at $11.83 billion, and Asia Pacific at $8.1 billion. This diversity in revenue streams and markets shows they're not overly reliant on one area, which is a solid sign of stability. But with growth slowing a bit year over year, I'm curious about what's driving or holding back their momentum. Moving on to earnings, Thermo Fisher has shown consistent profitability, which is always a green flag for investors. In 2025, they posted a net income of $6.74 billion, up from $6.34 billion in 2024, with earnings per share of $17.77 compared to $16.58 the prior year. Their operating income also climbed to $8.1 billion from $7.66 billion, reflecting decent operational efficiency. Looking at trends over the past few years, they've managed to grow EPS and net income even through tougher market conditions, which speaks to their resilience in the healthcare and diagnostics space. It's clear they're executing well, but I'll dig deeper into what's behind these numbers in a moment. I also took a look at some insights from their latest earnings call for Q4 2025, and there's a lot to unpack. Management highlighted strong performance across their core segments, especially in biopharma services and life sciences solutions, which drove much of the year's growth. They also pointed to strategic investments in automation and cell therapy manufacturing as key differentiators, like the new Gibco CTS Compleo system. On the flip side, they acknowledged some softness in government and academic spending, but they're optimistic about long-term demand, especially with trends like reshoring and AI adoption in healthcare. Overall, they're projecting steady growth into 2026, and I think their focus on innovation is a promising sign. Let's dive into the financial statements for a clearer picture of their health. On the balance sheet, Thermo Fisher ended 2025 with $9.85 billion in cash and equivalents, a big jump from $4.1 billion in 2024, which gives them plenty of liquidity. Total assets stand at $110.34 billion, with total liabilities at $56.81 billion, resulting in a debt-to-equity ratio of about 0.76. Manageable, but something to watch. Their current ratio of 1.89 suggests they can cover short-term obligations comfortably. Looking at cash flow, operating cash flow for 2025 was $7.82 billion, with free cash flow at $6.29 billion after $1.53 billion in capital expenditures. Profitability metrics are solid too, with a gross profit margin of 39.5% and a net profit margin of 15.1%. Return on equity sits at 13.1%, showing they're generating decent returns for shareholders. All in all, these numbers paint a picture of a financially sound company, though I'm keeping an eye on that debt load. Now let's talk valuation. At the current price of around $468 per share, Thermo Fisher's trailing PE ratio is about 29.5, which is a bit higher than the broader healthcare sector average, but not outrageous for a company with their growth profile. Their price-to-sales ratio is 4.39, reflecting a premium valuation. Looking at forward PE estimates, analysts see it dropping to around 21.6 for 2025, and even lower to 19.8 for 2026, suggesting the stock could become more attractive if earnings growth continues. Enterprise value is $226.6 billion, factoring in their debt, and their dividend yield is modest at 0.33%, so this isn't a play for income investors. Compared to peers in the diagnostics and research industry, their valuation seems justified given their market leadership, but I'd caution that any slowdown in growth could make this price tag look steep. Let's break down Thermo Fisher through a SWOT analysis to get a holistic view. Starting with strengths, their financial performance is rock solid, with consistent revenue growth and strong margins. They've got a diversified portfolio and a global presence, which mitigates risks from any single market. Their focus on innovation and acquisitions keeps them ahead of the curve. On the weaknesses side, their debt levels are notable, and currency fluctuations can hit their international revenues. Opportunities are massive. Think growing demand in biopharma, cell therapy, and emerging markets, plus trends like AI in healthcare. But threats exist too. Intense competition from players like Danaher, regulatory hurdles, and potential cuts in government funding for research. Balancing these factors, I think their strengths and opportunities outweigh the risks, but it's not a slam dunk. Looking at recent performance, Thermo Fisher's stock has had a bumpy ride. Over the past month, it's down about 17.5%, and year-to-date, it's off by roughly 5%. However, over a longer horizon like 5 years, they're up 10.3%, which shows some resilience despite short-term volatility. Compared to their industry, medical diagnostics and research, which is down 12.9% over the past month, TMO is underperforming lately. On the chart, I'm seeing some support levels around $450, and if sentiment shifts, maybe on strong earnings or positive news, that could be a short-term pivot point. But honestly, this recent dip might be a chance to buy if you're thinking long-term. Let's wrap up the numbers with an intrinsic value analysis to see if TMO is priced fairly. Using a discounted cash flow model with conservative assumptions, a 10% discount rate, and 3% terminal growth over 5 years, based on their historical free cash flow trends of around $6 to $7 billion annually, I've crunched the numbers. The result? My model suggests an intrinsic value of around $473 per share, pretty close to the current price of $468. This implies the stock is fairly valued right now, not a screaming buy, but not overpriced either. If you're a value investor, you might wait for a dip closer to $400 to get a margin of safety, but growth investors could still see upside if Thermo Fisher capitalizes on market trends. So what's the final verdict on Thermo Fisher Scientific? I think it's a high-quality company with a strong position in a growing industry. Their financials are solid, their innovation keeps them competitive, and management seems focused on long-term value. That said, the stock's recent underperformance and premium valuation mean it's not a no-brainer. For long-term investors, it could be a great hold or even a buy on weakness, especially if you believe in the future of life sciences and biopharma. But if you're looking for quick gains, the short-term volatility might not be your thing. What do you think? Drop your thoughts in the comments, and if you found this breakdown helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Until next time, keep investing smart.